Lesotho's government has expressed shock over US President Donald Trump's recent remark that nobody has ever heard of the Southern African nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Trump made the comment while addressing Congress in his first speech since returning to the Oval Office, listing what he described as wasteful government spending. $8 million to promote Lutke Plus in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of, Trump said, prompting laughter from some U.S. lawmakers. In response, Lesotho's Foreign Affairs Minister Joan Bajon called the remark shocking, emphasizing that Lesotho is a sovereign state with strong diplomatic ties to the U.S. To my surprise, the country that nobody has heard of is one where the U.S. has a permanent mission, Bajon said. Lesotho is a UN member and part of multiple international bodies. The US maintains an embassy in Maseru, and several American organizations operate here. Bajon later told AFP that Lesotho would not take this matter lightly and planned to send an official protest letter to Washington. Lesotho's close ties with the US. Lesotho is one of the largest beneficiaries of the US's African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA, which grants favorable trade terms to promote economic development. In 2024, trade between the two nations totaled $240 million, £187 million, mostly from Lesotho's textile and clothing exports to the US. Foreign Affairs spokesperson Cutlono Feko downplayed Trump's remarks as off-the-cuff and political but deemed them uncalled for given the long-standing relationship between the two nations. We maintain very warm and cordial relations with the U.S. They have a mission in Maseru, and we have one in Washington, Feko added. Regarding Trump's claim about U.S. funding for LGBTQ organizations in Lesotho, Feko said the government could not confirm the details, as such funds are typically directed to NGOs. U.S. aid cuts hit Lesotho. Lesotho has also been affected by Trump's decision to pause foreign aid, particularly the termination of the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, a move that disrupted critical health programs. PEPFAR, launched in 2003 by former U.S. President George W. Bush, has provided life-saving support for HIV and TB programs in Lesotho through the U.S. government's aid agency, USAID. Bajon, however, refrained from directly criticizing the cuts, stating that it is the U.S.'s prerogative to cut aid if they want to. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.